it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Dom's weeknight pizza. Funny thing is, you know when you have that time, don't you, when you think to yourself, right, too tired to cook. Oh, somebody cook dinner, please. I'm too tired. We all have that moment, don't we? And it's the moment when I was younger and I was irresponsible, I would have said, right, I'm not cooking tonight, Dom. You ring the takeaway. I'm too tired to ring the takeaway. You know, we all had that moment, didn't we? And I'm sure some of us still do that on a Saturday night when you're both arguing over who's cooking, because otherwise the likes of Just Eats wouldn't be in business, would they? But anyway, you have that moment, don't you, where you're too tired to cook. Well, this is our air fryer too tired to cook recipe that I tell you, when neither of us can be bothered to cook, this is what we have, because it's so easy. And if you've not heard of a pizza before, then basically it's a pizza, but instead of your normal pizza dough crust, your crust is like the same mixture that you would use if you're making burgers or meatballs. So it's a mixture of mince, really, or ground beef, as you might call it. So what you do is you actually add your meat base first, and then you air fry for a bit, and then you add all your toppings, and then you've got pizza. But the thing about it is because meat is so filling, you know, you don't need as much compared to if you actually did ring your takeaway up. And the reason why I'm sharing it with you today is because over the last few days, I've been sharing with you, or I will be, Aldi recipes that are from our air fryer cookbook that we've made with the Aldi ingredients, so that you can save money. And this is one of those let's beat the takeaway kind of recipes. And it's also good for when you've got some minced beef, or as you might call it, ground beef, defrosted, and you're staring at the packet thinking, what should we cook? It's one of those moments. And if you are feeding a lot of you could have one of these in one air fryer and some air fryer chips come French fries in the other air fryer. It's like totally up to you. And that I originally came across this on Instagram. I'm just trying to think what year it was. I think it could have been 2015. So that's how long ago when I first discovered it. And it was from a paleo blogger, and the idea was a low carb version of pizza. And I thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting, because I think we were on paleo and we'd just done a round of the Whole 30 at the time, and it just sounded something different. So we've adopted it ever since, and it's just become one of our favourite regulars for the air fryer. And like I mentioned, all the ingredients came from Aldi. It's part of our Aldi special of Aldi ingredients that you can transform for air fryer recipes. And like I said, this is your, I can't be bothered to cook. I should have rung a takeaway, but this is cheaper. But yeah, if you can't be bothered to cook and you just want something easy in the air fryer, this is it. And honestly, you could teach your kids to do this with you. They'd have great fun doing this. And it's so filling. Though George kind of thinks of it more as a burger with pizza toppings on top, which I suppose it kind of is. So, ingredients you need. I'm not sure if I've left you more intrigued by the idea yet, but ingredients, 450 grams, or you can use a 500 gram pack, or 1 pound of minced ground beef. You can swap it for other mince varieties. So you can do beef, you can do pork, veal, venison, that kind of thing. I would avoid lamb because it's too fatty. And I would avoid chicken or turkey because it's too lean and it can dry and not taste as good in the air fryer. And of course, if you are on Slimming World, Weight Watchers or any other low-fat diets, then you can swap it for the 5% mince. We tend to use the 5% mince, so whichever suits you. 5% mince is always generally better in the air fryer as well, because it's less fatty, so it makes less mess and causes less smoke. And then 3 tablespoons approximately of light cream cheese. So again, Slimming World and Weight Watchers people, you can use the Philadelphia Lightest in this recipe, or you can just use a normal light. A teaspoon each of dried oregano and dried basil, salt and pepper. And then for the pizza toppings, 1.5 tablespoons of tomato puree or tomato paste, 1.5 teaspoons of garlic puree, 115 grams, or that's 4 ounces of grated mozzarella cheese, or you can use another favourite melty pizza cheese, just as long as it's going to melt in the air fryer. Avoid the 30% reduced fat grated cheeses that you can get from the supermarkets, because I've found that these sometimes won't melt at all, and they've driven us mad sometimes. 6 cherry tomatoes, and then a pinch of oregano, or you might call it oregano where you live. So now let's start with the pizza base to make the mizza. Put the meat, cream cheese, oregano and basil into a bowl and season with salt and pepper. Mix well with your hands and then form it into a large meatball and then put it to one side. Grab enough foil to line the bottom of your air fryer basket. Fold down the edges to create the perfect shape that it becomes your pizza pan. And then place the foil pizza pan into your air fryer basket. Then place the meat onto the foil and push it down with your hands until you have a meat pizza base about 1 centimetre, which is 1/2 inch thick. Combine the tomato and garlic purees in a bowl and mix with a small spoon. Use the back of the spoon to spread on an even layer of the sauce on top of the meat base. Then air fry at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, for about 10 minutes or until the meat reads at least 60 Celsius, 140 Fahrenheit on a thermometer. This is so that now it'll just finish cooking with the cheese on top. Now sprinkle the grated mozzarella cheese over the top of the mizza. Cut the cherry tomatoes in half and scatter over the cheese. Then finish with a sprinkle of oregano. Air fry the mizza at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit for a further 7 minutes or until the cheese has fully melted, then slice and serve. And that's a mizza. Oh, and they're so good. Like I say, when I'm tired and I can't make up my mind what to cook or I'm craving a takeaway, I'll ask Dom and he'll put a mizza in. And it's just so good and so fast at it compared to me, but it's really good and simple to cook. And like I said, this was just made with Aldi ingredients, so really cheap for a dinner with the kids. You can mix and match with your favourite pizza toppings. That's based on a margarita topping, but you could use whatever you wanted. And it's just lovely. And if you've not done so already, don't forget to pre-order the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. It's available in just 2 days in the US and Canada and in 4 days in the UK. And then it's out in Australia beginning of October. And we're just so pleased that it's finally going to be ready and you can be cooking simple food in the air fryer that's just so easy. Thanks so much for watching and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.